This is the faithful and wise steward whom his Lord setteth over his family. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we celebrate Saint Ubaldus, who was a bishop in Italy in the 12th century. And for a change, I'll start his story from the end. When Saint Ubaldus was buried, people from all over the neighborhood provinces flocked in crowds to his funeral. So tender was the devotion which this funeral excited in everyone that strifes and dissensions over the whole country were forgotten, and a most wonderful spirit of charity was infused into the hearts of all the people. Injuries were forgiven, and Italian cities, which had been long hostile to each other, renewed the most sincere league of friendship. This great spirit of forgiveness, which was shown in the funeral of Saint Ubaldus, were really the reflection of his whole life, how faithfully and wisely he had attended to his flock as a bishop, and also how caring and forgiving he had been in his life. Saint Ubaldus was elected as bishop in a city named Gubbio, which is in Umbria, Italy, and consecrated by Pope Honorius in the year 1129. And the new bishop proved in every aspect himself a true successor of the apostles. He practiced a perpetual mortification of all his senses, and he lived like dead to all the enjoyments of the world. But the brightest part of the character of Saint Ubaldus were mildness and patience, by which he was insensible to injuries and insults. It happened once that in repairing the wall of the city of Gubbio, the workmen trespassed to the bishop's vineyard. Saint Ubaldus very mildly told them that they should not, by their own permission, go into church territory. But the hot-tempered overseer of the work, who became furious, scornfully pushed the bishop right into the workman's cement mixer. The good bishop got up, all covered with lime and dirt, but did not lose his temper, but was as calm and mild as always. The people of Gubbio, however, were furious. They demanded that the overseer, in punishment for the offense against their beloved bishop, should be banished and his goods confiscated. The saint himself tried everything he could to make the incident pass for an accident, but that could not satisfy the people, who knew how it had happened and how gratefully the overseer had hurted the person of the bishop. So because Saint Ubaldus knew that in the hands of the civil magistrates the man would be severely punished, he said that the instance belonged to the jurisdiction of his ecclesiastical court, and that he would take care to do himself justice. And in the meantime, the overseer, who had pushed the bishop in the cement mixer, had been stung with remorse. He was led in front of the bishop, where he said he was ready to accept of any punishment the bishop should think proper to give him, even taking his life. And Saint Ubaldus, rising from his chair, went up to him and told him with a smiling face that he demanded only one thing for satisfaction for the injury. The bishop insisted, giving him a kiss of peace as a token of a perfect reconciliation. This clemency of the good bishop, which he showed throughout his life, once saved the whole city of Gubbio. The emperor Frederick Barbarossa, in one of his cruel wars with Italy, once conquered and plundered the nearby city of Spoleto and threatened to do the same to Gubbio. Saint Ubaldus, moved by a fatherly tenderness for his flock, met the emperor on the road, and on his first words softened the heart of the tyrant to pity and obtained from him the safety of his people. He was not only a great shepherd to his whole flock, but also every chance had a time to give individual persons consolation and counsel. He had been favored with the miraculous gift of curing diseases in his lifetime, which he performed by the sign of the cross and prayer. And one time a certain blind man came to the good bishop, addressed himself, and begged to be cured from his blindness. But this time the bishop told him that his sight would danger the salvation of his soul, and that his temporal blindness would be recompensed with a clear vision of God in heaven for all eternity after his death. Now, this is a good sign of a spiritual shepherd who always thinks first the eternal salvation of his children, and only then their temporal well-being, and as only as much as it is useful to their salvation. And like a humble and obedient child of a father, this blind man was so well satisfied for his father's, the bishop's, answer that he no longer desired to be cured. Dear children, today's saint, Saint Ubaldus, a true and gentle, meek and humble bishop, is really the image of how a good father and a good spiritual advisor works. He always seeks the glory of God and always gives you the best possible directions where how you can serve him in your life. And Saint Ubaldus, always was ready to forgive the injuries done to him. Remember you also that if you are true citizen of heaven, you also must and you will forgive all the injuries and bad deeds which other persons have done to you, because you are Christians, the imitators of Christ himself. And if Christ would not have been shown forgiveness on the way of the cross, not a single person on earth would have a chance of heaven. But as saints have shown us, it is possible to be a good Christian and faithfully carry one's cross. When we ask intercession from saints, we will be given many graces to show humbleness and meekness and forgiveness to our enemies, and be humble and obedient children of our parents and of the church. And for these humble deeds we will be given a great reward in heaven, where we, like that blind man after his death, have a clear and perfect vision of our own true heavenly Father. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.